Hey there, and welcome to the Terrence Fisher Podcast. So it's really crazy what's going on with this whole Roseanne Barr thing, right? So if you don't know what's going on, which I don't know why you wouldn't know what's going on, it's been all over social media and all over the news. But what happened was Roseanne Barr sent out this tweet that's being called racist about the former aide to President Barack Obama. She said something to the extent of that Planet of the Apes and the Muslim Brotherhood had a baby, and basically it spit out this woman. Her initials are VJ. Can't recall what her exact name is, maybe Valerie or something like that. But essentially that's what the tweet said. And basically what's happened since then is it's become a firestorm. Roseanne Barr's show has been canceled. So a lot of people have, you know, been out of a job now or are out of a job now because of that show being canceled. And the responses to all of this have pretty much been what you would expect from something like this by now. You know, Twitter has blown up. Facebook has blown up. It's on all of the talk shows like The View, The Talk. Everybody's talking about it right now. Even President Trump is like tweeting out something as we speak about something about this whole him wanting an apology, something about something that's really crazy. But the response to it is pretty much what you would expect from something like this. So there's quite a bit of talk and conjecture going on about it. But I want to talk about this whole thing from sort of a different perspective. And that is the view of how social media or the role that social media plays in this particular situation and in situations like it. And some things that we can look out for so that these things don't keep happening. So here's the thing, you know, sociologists and psychologists and all of these people and doctors have figured out a long time ago, they've discovered a long time ago that whenever you group people together or whenever you put people together in groups or in communities of any sort, those communities automatically start to develop systems. And in these systems, it's, you know, things about, you know, how to act, how to operate, what to do and what not to do. But one of the key things in these systems that gets formed in communities is the system of reward and punishment. So, you know, in some communities, for example, you get rewarded for certain things and other communities you get punished for certain things. And a lot of those things are similar across communities, you know, things like if you murder somebody or something like that, that's a punishment. Or, you know, conversely, if you save someone's life, that's, you know, you tend to get rewarded for things like that. But one of the things that get formed or one of the systems that get formed in these communities is the system of reward and punishment. Now, follow me here for a second because I'm going to show you how this kind of relates to social media. So when you understand this thing, what I'm saying about communities, take this standpoint and apply it to social media, you know, be it Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever the case may be. And you see that basically these platforms have grouped people together. These platforms have formed communities around certain demographics of certain people, right? So, for example, you know, a Snapchat will have a younger audience than a Facebook, and then Twitter will have a different sort of demographic than Instagram and so forth and so on. But all of them are communities. And just as I was explaining, in the same way that people are grouped together physically in communities, the same thing happens on social media platforms. So, you know, we tend to develop these systems on these platforms. Now, on these virtual platforms, you know, like Facebook and Twitter and things like that, it's a virtual environment or community. So the only system of reward and punishment are things like attention and ridicule. So you post a funny video, you get a lot of attention. You post a nice looking picture, you get a lot of attention. You know, conversely, you go into these platforms, you say something crazy, you post something crazy, you say it to the wrong people at the wrong time, you get ridiculed. So that's sort of the system of reward and punishment on these social media platforms. Now, the thing we need to realize about this is that our behavior is largely driven by these systems, especially systems of reward and punishment. And this is something that's sort of ingrained in us. So let's take, for example, when you were a child and you wanted a piece of candy or something from your parents, and you asked for the candy and you said, please. And by saying please, you were rewarded that candy. Well, what do you think you're going to do in the future when you want a piece of candy again? You're going to start to say please, and you're going to start, you know, acting in that way. So, you know, these types of reward and punishment systems changes our behavior. And just the same is if you got punished, if you got a spanking or, you know, whooping or whatever the case, or you got grounded, you know, for a particular thing that you did, those punishments direct your behavior from now on. So, you know, if you tend to get punished for a thing over and over, you tend not to do it anymore. And again, conversely, if you get rewarded for a particular thing, you tend to do those things over and over. Now, if we're really honest, and I mean like really, really honest about what we do and why we do it on these social media platforms, one of the main reasons that we'll discover when we're looking at that is that we're seeking attention. It can really be summed up as everything that we're doing on social media is attention seeking in some sort of way. Now, I don't necessarily mean that as a bad thing. I'm just saying what it is. I'm not making a judgment call about it, saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying that's what we do. So it's the reason you spend, you know, so much time trying to get the perfect angle on your cell phone when you're trying to, you know, take a selfie or when you're trying to take a group picture. It's the reason why you put on your nice clothes. It's, you know, to post that kind of stuff on social media. It's the reason why, you know, you post the videos of the more exciting stuff that's going on in your life instead of the mundane stuff, because it's attention getting. And, you know, we want people to like us. And basically, that's what it comes down to. We're all in this same game. So it's not just you on your social media platform. It's all of us. That's what we're all doing. And that's kind of the point here I'm making. And one of the jokes that I make about this all the time is I say that for every picture that makes it onto Instagram or Facebook, there's probably at least a good 10 or 15 other pictures that are in your cell phone of the exact same thing that didn't make it. Because, you know, that's what we do. We take multiple pictures and then, you know, we go through those pictures and you try to choose the best one to upload to social media. But again, it's all for the purpose of attention. And, you know, there's nothing really wrong with that necessarily. But I'm going to show you how this can be something that's very dangerous if we don't take a look at it. So let's just say we have, you know, this one person. Let's just say this man named John Doe is on Facebook. Generally speaking, he's a pretty good guy. He, you know, he's a American. He pays his taxes. He does everything he's supposed to do, or whatever nationality he is. And he does everything he's supposed to do. He's, you know, not this menace to society or anything like that. But he's involved in social media. He's on that platform and he's a part of that community. And again, in that community, let's just say it's Facebook. The community on Facebook has its own rules and regulations with, you know, reward and punishment. And again, it's about basically about who gets the most likes and stuff like this, who gets the most clicks and subscribes and, you know, page visits and things like that. Well, let's say Mr. John Doe or Mr. John Smith comes across this idea one day about something that seems outrageous, like, you know, a racist something. Let's just say he's, you know, he sees this post about a particular celebrity doing something that they're not supposed to be doing. And, you know, there's this group of people that's saying that that action is racist or a racist and it's dumb or he or she shouldn't be doing it. And I'm talking about the celebrity. Well, Mr. John Smith decides to get in on this conversation and says, yeah, I think that's, you know, that was very dumb. And he gives his 2 cents. And what happens is, you know, in that community, let's just say his post, because he posts that, his post gets a lot and lots and lots of attention, right? He gets, you know, 200-300 likes. You know, people are in his inbox asking him questions and asking him what he thinks about this and what he thinks about that, right? Now, let's just take that situation. Now, what do you think that is likely going to happen from that system of reward and punishment and how it's going to affect his behavior. 9 times out of 10, he's going to start repeating that same thing that he did in some sort of way so that he could still get that same sort of attention. Now, when we're not careful about this, when John Smith or John Doe is not careful about this, what he can do is, you know, start to buy into ideas and become a person that he would not have become, or you know, subscribe to ideas that he would not have subscribed to otherwise if this particular reward and punishment system hadn't happened. So somewhere down the line, Mr. John Smith or John Doe has started to subscribe to these ideas and, you know, started to do these actions over and over that gets him attention. He's being praised for it. And the more praise he gets for it, the more he does it. Now, this phenomenon, I'm sure that you've seen 100 times on social media, be it, you know, things like preachers who are, you know, cursing, or, you know, somebody who's twerking on a video, some just anything crazy like that, that gets attention. And you start to see it happening multiple times. You know, it's not just this person will post, you know, the cursing preacher or whatever. He'll post one video and then it's done. No, he knows that that gets attention, so he will post it over and over. And I'm not talking about anybody in particular. I'm just talking about, you know, I'm using that as an example. So, and it happens even on smaller scales. It happens when we simply, like I said, just post a regular picture. And, you know, we post a picture and we've posted, you know, 10 pictures. Let's say over, you know, a month, we've posted 10 pictures. And one of these pictures gets a huge amount of likes and, you know, comments on it and all of that kind of stuff. Well, that's going to change your behavior, or it's most likely going to change your behavior into posting more pictures like the one you posted, because that's the one that gets the most attention, or that's the kind, that's what your brain relates as to getting the most attention. Now, you couple that phenomenon with the fact that there are things like algorithms that are specifically put in place to manipulate your behavior. You know, and when I say manipulate, I don't necessarily mean that in a bad way. Again, I'm not making judgment calls about this whole thing. I'm just, you know, calling out what it is. But there are algorithms that manipulate your behavior. So, for instance, you're listening to this podcast right now. You're either listening on some sort of, you know, cell device or computer or something. And there's likely, with whatever platform you're listening to it on, there's likely some algorithm in place that's paying attention to how long you're listening to this, how far you get into it before, you know, you maybe, you know, click off of it, or did you listen to the whole thing, all of that kind of stuff. And it's accumulating that behavior and those things on you so that it presents you with opportunities in the future. So if it starts to realize that you like, you know, shorter videos, you start to like these kind of pictures, you start to like these kind of posts, it will start presenting that stuff to you more so that you act in accordance to it. Now, you couple these two things together and you can see how we have a really, really dangerous situation on our hands. So again, when it comes to stuff like Roseanne's tweet, you know, and other people who do things like this, I think we have to really take a close look at the role that social media is playing in these things. You know, even Roseanne herself talked about how she was going to leave Twitter and all of this kind of stuff, and how she was going to delete her Twitter and all of this kind of stuff. But yet and still, she found some reason to stay on there. And again, right now, she's just the person in the, you know, in the news that we're highlighting about this. But, you know, if we're honest, all of us are guilty about this. How many times have you thought about, you know, deleting one of your social media, you know, platforms, be it Facebook, Instagram, you know, Snapchat, whatever the case may be? How many times have you said that, and how many times have you actually done it? And, you know, when you look at things like that, if we're going to be honest about it, it's because we have a form of addiction to these sort of things, this system of reward and punishment. It's really hard to let that go. It's hard to let things go when you have friends there, you have family there, and you post stuff and people like your stuff. It's really, really hard to let go of that stuff. And, you know, it's the same thing with people that have gone into these communities that are, you know, alt-right communities, racist communities and things like that. You know, it's really hard for those people to kind of let those things go, even though maybe in the back of their mind, they know that's the right thing to do. So this isn't necessarily a plea for you to, you know, just go delete all of your social media accounts or anything like that. But I do think that this is something that we should be consistently and constantly aware of and keep in the forefront of our minds that, you know, this is the system. This is the game that we're in when we're engaging on these social media platforms. And we have to be really, really careful not to allow those systems, those types of communities and those types of things to manipulate our behavior. So one of the things that you can do after listening to this podcast is just start to pay attention to the things you post and the things that you say and why you post them and why you say them. Really be honest with yourself about why you say them and why you post them. And if you're going to be honest about it, if you're really, really honest about it, if you want to be honest about it, you'll see that it has at least something to do with attention, you wanting attention. And you have to be really careful. We all have to be really careful about, you know, that desire to have attention. We have to be careful about that controlling our behavior, because we go to really, really great distances, as you can see with Roseanne's tweet and, you know, a lot of other situations that's happened like this. You see that we go to great distances sometimes, and, you know, we don't even really think about it. We're just going after that reward. You know, we're jumping for that, you know, that dangling, you know, piece of candy, that dangling piece of meat or whatever the case may be. And we're going after that and we're not thinking about these things. So again, just be careful from now on when you post, why you post. Keep that in the back of your mind. Try to avoid doing things specifically for those reasons. And I think that we will have a better start into controlling a lot of the things that, you know, have gone awry in things like this tweet and things in other people's lives that are bad, that's being caused by social media.